Levin has been left to deal with a trail of destruction after a wild storm ripped through the town this morning. Roofs lifted off, homes debris scattered, schools closed and power lines left dangling on the road. Reporter Ruth Hill and cameraman Angus Drever have the story.
These residents in Goldsmith Crescent got the worst kind of wake-up call this morning as what they're describing as a tornado tore down the street. Ben says the neighbour's trampoline flew the length of the road.
I was literally flying. It was pretty funny. A massive tornado formed right here too. It's bigger than the house.
Across the road, Nick and Elizabeth Thorne have had their garden flattened and their shed ripped off its foundations, with bits of it ending up buried in another neighbour's conservatory.
All of a sudden there was a terrific rumble outside. It was as though it was a thunderstorm right beside my window. I thought, what the heck's that? That was the wake-up call.
Mr. Thorne is relieved the damage isn't worse.
We've had a few of the roof tiles were lifted. Little bit of damage to this veranda, such as right over there, big hole in the roof.
Yeah,
I don't know if you'd like to see it, but one of the supports on the carport there are totally gone. And unfortunately, the car was parked right beside it, so a bit of damage to the car as well.
Hora Whenua District Council says up to 50 homes have been damaged, with further impact to fences, trees, power lines and other property. Many have lost at least part of their roof, and the rain has poured in the holes, damaging possessions. Welfare officers are working to secure accommodation for people who have had to abandon their homes. The main road through town was closed for the morning because of fallen trees. Several of the 130-year-old oak trees that line the road at Levin Adventure Park have been damaged, with some toppled completely, exposing their roots as if plucked from the earth by a giant hand. Others are just snapped off at the trunk and broken branches litter the road. Akash Solanki owns a dairy opposite the park.
I opened the shop about 6 o'clock and after 10-15 minutes, I hear the sound, the wind was blowing too hard and all the leaves coming inside the store. And I just go and look outside all the trees on the road. And one of the truck was stuck between the two trees.
There are a couple of smashed windows and loose roofing in nearby buildings, but the full scale of the damage is only visible at the rear. The office of local Labour MP, Teresa Ngobi, has had its entire back wall sheared off and the rooms exposed like a doll's house. The corrugated iron roof of the recycling centre next door has peeled off in sections, with some gone and others still flapping. Clean-up crews have been busy everywhere, cutting away branches, securing roofs, dealing with broken power lines trailing on the ground. Kerry Kirk and her colleague from Bunnings in Petone arrived with a truckload of supplies.
So we found out about the tornado that came through and all the destruction, and so we decided to donate a whole bunch of items, just emergency stuff, so tarpaulins and plywood and, yeah, a whole bunch of stuff. That's why we've got the truck here.
Kerry is from Levin.
One of my best friends, her windows are smashed, the whole fence ripped out, the car's ruined and it got blown onto the road. That's how crazy it was, yeah.
It's also been devastating for growers. Longtime Oho Market gardener Gordon Sue says the damage will set them back 3 months at least.
Tornado was a... It wasn't long. Wouldn't be a couple of minutes, which you couldn't be quick. Sounds like a long time.
The greenhouse has been torn apart and thousands of seedlings flattened. As for the crops in the field, they've been shredded by hail.
Just after 6. And my wife said, what's going on the roof? I said, oh, bloody cats are running around on it. There wasn't the cats, it was just sounded like someone throwing rocks all over the roof. That went for quite a while. Shredded all the plants up there all around the house. Look, we've got a lot of flowers and they're just gone.
It's not yet known how much the damage is going to cost, but Mr. Sue says you can be sure we're all going to end up paying more for vegetables.
If you are listening to that report on radio, we'll put the video version on our website. And the Hora Whenua District Mayor, Bernie Wandon, is with us now. Kia ora, Bernie.
Kia ora.
Hey, I imagine you've been out surveying the damage. What have you seen today?
Look, it hasn't been pretty, to be honest. You know, these sorts of events, unfortunately, have no way. You know, you don't realise the damage that they can cause in such a short space of time and in a short distance. And so, look, it hasn't been great.
So what struck you the most?
Oh, just the devastation of a lot of properties, a lot of trees down, and just obviously what must have been an incredible force that caused that situation. I mean, it's incredible to see trees uprooted that have been on the ground for, you know, many, many years, to see them suddenly lying around. But also, look, my thoughts are obviously with those property owners that have been devastated by the impact on their homes. You know, I know how crucial it is that they have a safe and secure home. So to have these sorts of things happen is not nice.
Bernie, how many people do you reckon are out of their houses tonight because of damage?
Well, I'm not sure exactly the number of people, but we know that we've got at least 10 homes that are uninhabitable tonight. And obviously we're finding alternative accommodation for them. Plus, there's about 30 more that have sustained some significant damage, but we believe that they are still okay to be lived in at the moment. Obviously, the challenge around finding accommodation for those people and also then getting on to the repairs and the resources required for that will be also a challenge.
How widespread is the damage? Was it concentrated in a specific area, or what can you tell us about that?
So it was concentrated in a reasonably specific area. So it started to the west of the town, just across the road from the APNI showgrounds, and then passed across a school and our adventure park in Levin, and then across the state highway onto some urban areas of town. So it was only probably about 100 metres wide and only about a kilometre long in the end, but, you know, left quite a level of destruction along the way.
I see the government's kicked in, what is it, $100,000 into the mayoral relief fund. How far is that going to go?
Well, council obviously has matched that as well, so we have a start of $200,000 for that mayoral relief fund. Look, we know that there will be people in our neighbourhoods that don't have the necessary insurance cover. You know, we aren't exactly one of the... We have some low socioeconomic areas and some of them have been hit hard in this place. So, look, we would encourage those that can afford to donate to that mayoral relief fund to do so. Look, we want to support our community the best way we can. And, look, I've been really encouraged and thankful and grateful for the number of people that have stepped up today to do so.
Some of your schools got a bit of a pounding. Do you know whether they're going to be able to open on Monday?
So most of the schools will be able to open except the Catholic school, St Joseph's, which was in the path of this, and they lost a lot of windows. So they have already said that they're unlikely to be open until Tuesday. But the rest of them, we hope, will be able to open on Monday.
And no power was a bit of an issue earlier in the day. Is everybody back on electricity?
The last I heard, there were only pockets left of power not connected. But, you know, again, the electric company did a fantastic job in those first few hours in restoring most households in a very short space of time.
What about infrastructure like roads?
So we've had enough rain over the just last weekend, which caused a number of slips, as was anyway. Fortunately, today's event hasn't been a significant rain event, other than the hail episode as well, which you've just been talking about. But as long as we don't get too much more rain over the weekend, we should be okay. Look, our water treatment plants and other infrastructure have struggled a little bit with the amount of rain that we've had over the last week.
Bernie, did you know to expect this? Did you know to expect it to be this bad?
I certainly didn't know to expect that. This is a very random occurrence for our town. We never usually experience anything like this. So it was impossible to prepare for and has come completely out of the blue.
Just going back to the mayoral fund, right?
Yep.
And as you say, you've kicked in the same amount as has the government. Any idea at this stage what your clean-up's going to cost you?
Not really. No, look, we've had a team out this afternoon assessing certainly the worst places. But it will take a little bit of time to understand the total cost for this, but I suspect it will be reasonably high.
And the other thing, Bernie, you got a few houses that you say, some are uninhabitable, some are going to need quite the repair job. And we know that, well, construction is pretty pressed at the time. Are people going to be able to get the help they need there?
I would hope so. Look, I'm sure that, we've already seen the contribution made from a few merchants in that space that have been donating goods and things like that. I'm pretty confident that there will be the resources, you know, available to make sure that these people can get back into their homes as soon as possible.
Best of luck, Bernie. Thank you for joining us. That is Bernie Wandin, who is the Huru Whenua District Mayor there.